Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our program is this guy right over here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, and thanks, everybody.
You're kind of close to me, Fred. Would you kind of like back off a little bit here?
No, listen, this is...
There, that's much nicer.
It's cold in here, and I got to keep warm.
Well,
I guess
I have to bring a jacket.
It's either that or...
Or what?
Light up one of my favorites.
No.
You brought these for me today.
Yes, I did.
And I want to thank you. And they're great. And I'm going to smoke all of them on the way home.
Hmm. They're a special private brand.
I'm going to smoke them until one goes out. And then I'm going to pull over and light the next one. And then drive around until...
You're going to have one of those cars with the smoke going in there and everything. And
yeah,
you're
like
gonna
Cheech and Chong.
And you're going to wear a mask, right?
Yes,
you definitely
exactly.
Wear a mask. You ever notice people driving in their automobiles? I know we've had problems with mask mandates, on, off, whatever you do. And I've seen people in their car all by themselves with a mask on. And I just don't quite understand that one at all.
But were they smoking?
No.
Okay.
It's just got a mask on.
Well,
might have been farting. I don't know. But there's something going on in there.
There might be a parrot in the car.
Could be something. I don't know. There is definitely a problem of some kind. Anyway, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have gone to that. I shouldn't have gone to that type of humor.
No, that's all right. Don't apologize.
Thank you. Thank
our audience wouldn't want you to. I might want you to, but the audience may not want you to.
That's true. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And we'll get those emails and put them on the air. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D, that's your Fred, _ Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. By the way, now that Elon Musk has the Twitter feeds, we're going to get you back up and rolling on there again. Get you moving again now that it's... open topics going to be allowed.
So it's a tamer, friendlier Twitter?
It's a kindler, gentler new world. Everybody has
an
opinion.
So I'm not going to get aced out. I won't come home and find out my roof's gone.
Exactly. Not going to come and take your roof because of any comment.
How about Baker Mayfield? We have to do
it. Oh, yeah. We
got to discuss this here. Leftover Paul Hornung statue.
More for you here. We got a lot to talk about here. Thanks for joining us in the lounge. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Hi, Nikki from Nebraska. Nikki is chiming in here in our chat room. We're on Sirius XM, channel 217 on Sirius, 203 on XM Online, channel 967. We're on Sports Byline. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio, and you can check it all out at crntalk.com. And then we're also on Roku and Facebook Live and crntalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, and you can get in on our chat room on Facebook Live if you want to, which Nikki has done and said hello.
Very good.
Got a lot of emails to get through today. We just got a lot of stuff. Now, leading off a little bit, let's get to some of these trade rumors out of the way here for football. I don't know. We got trade rumors to talk about. We're going to start having picks coming down over there and drafting going on here. But Aaron Nagler is a longtime Green Bay Packers a writer, a co-founder of Cheesehead TV, and he reported that the Packers are targeting the Las Vegas Raiders tight end Darren Waller in a trade, and he said the sides have engaged in talks. Now, these reports from Aaron Nagler come after the Athletic, Jeff Howe at the Athletic reported in early this month, in April, that the Packers and Raiders discussed an unnamed player as a possible addition to the Davante Adams trade. Now, as the rumors tend to go in our society, the report reaches the Raiders quarterback, Derek Carr.
Yep.
And Derek laughs it off. And it says the possibility of the Raiders trading Waller this offseason. He says, LOL, no chance, is what he tweeted. So what do you think? I think here's the deal. The Raiders, they got the additions of Adams and Chandler Jones, along others, to compete in the AFC West. And Waller has 2 years left on his contract with no guaranteed money. So something could happen here, Fred.
What are we holding our breath for on this trade? It's a low profile trade.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, who cares? This is the type of stuff. This is the exact type of stuff that's done every single day of every minute on every franchise, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, everywhere. People talk about this all the time. Rumors fly up and down. Today, the difference is social media has put a huge pressure point on trying to keep trades and the business of football here, in this case, the Green Bay Packers, trying to keep this stuff quiet and not screw things up. And it's difficult to do today because of Twitter and the social media construct. But Nagler is, what is he? He's a tight end for the Packers. Is that correct?
Nagler's he's the writer. He's
the writer.
Writer,
but Waller is the tight end for the Raiders.
Yeah. Waller is the tight end for the Raiders, and so they think there might be a trade going down there. But Derek Carr, the quarterback for the Raiders, says no way.
Yeah, I'll take Carter. Derek Carr's word for it. And this, to me, there's no words to. I don't know what to talk about next.
Well, we got lots to talk about next.
No. But I mean, in regards to this. This is a non-story to me.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You've got your friendlier, kinder, gentler Twitter feed coming out here now because of Elon Musk taking this thing over again. You might be able to get some comments now.
Well, of course, you'll be able to say your opinions without going to jail.
Exactly. Your roof won't be taken off your house, kind of a thing, exactly.
Yeah, although next summer I may change roofs.
Is that a true thing? You're going to get rid of that? That's, you got a nice tile roof.
I've got a beautiful tile roof.
Don't get rid of that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I might get some palm fronds and put
it.
It's the summer. It's the summertime.
Thatch roofs were big here with Americans. I remember in school learning about the Yingna Indians roofs.
Yes. And they were not allowed to smoke around.
No, you don't want to smoke with a thatch roof.
Around the main hut.
They don't want to do that. That's true. So you won't want to do that either. That's why you're
Well, I'm always careful.
You should be.
I am so careful.
Okay, so we got one more trade rumor to kind of put to bed here since we're in this the segment of the show. And this comes to us from the 49ers. Debo Samuel, he says he wants a trade out of San Francisco. He says it's not a request that the general manager John Lynch wants to honor. John Lynch says, quoting, "I can't ever imagine wanting to move on from Debo." He said, "You put yourself through the exercises, even though we don't have a first-round draft pick. You have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And as you go through and you do that, he's just too good of a player." So here are the reasons they say that Debo Samuel's trade requests are really unclear. Speculation is ranging from the having an issue with his usage in the 49ers offense to perhaps contract concerns, but neither Samuel nor the 49ers have laid out exact reasons. So nobody knows. This is just another stupid rumor.
Exactly correct, Mike Horn. And here's the issue. It's until social media came about, all of these types of things were kept in the hallways. They were kept on the premises. And if Debo Samuel is unhappy and wants to be traded, all I got to do is call his agent, set up a meeting with the general manager of the 49ers, walk down the hall, sit down there, and shoot your mouth off and complain, just like it's been done 1,000 other times before.
Exactly.
And that's all he has to do. You know, the issue here, look what's happening in the NBA today. Look how many superstars shot their mouths off over the course of the last 8 to 10 years and wound up on teams they've destroyed. They've destroyed this league. They've destroyed it, pure and simple. And if Debo Samuels, evolves into a pain in the ass, I'll take him out in the parking lot and we'll chat about it for about 10 minutes before the bus to the airport shows up.
So this Lynch, John Lynch, the GM of San Francisco, he's declined to get into the details when asked. He was asked multiple times this last Monday.
Exactly.
And he said, "I know you guys have jobs to do, and everyone's very curious about Debo and what's going on out there." He said, "But I would ask for you guys' understanding and a little perspective that I'm not going to talk about that much today because I don't think that's productive. I don't want to speak on behalf of Debo and his team, and I think it's non-productive for us to be talking about these things."
Well, that's exactly correct, Mike Horn. As you notice, I've used your name full.
I really like that a lot.
And I haven't screwed it
Fred
up.
Fred Dreyer.
I haven't screwed it up.
I like that Fred Dreyer.
I got some time yet.
Yeah, that's good.
So the interesting thing here is that general managers, coaches, team officials who are in a position to talk about these types of things don't talk about them. They don't even mention them to reporters. Because they're under contract. If I'm a player, I don't want any general manager, my general manager, mentioning anything at all to any press people or TV media people. Shut your mouth.
I'm
under contract. It works both ways, you know. Over cigars and or maybe not.
I gave you cigars.
Yeah, over cigars and a couple of cognacs. You know, these guys can wine and dine the literati. You know, here on their respective cities for their teams. Here in San Francisco for the 49ers, they can sit and talk all they want and ruminate. But that general manager knows if anything gets out, I know who to go to who let the cat out of the bag.
You would know, right?
Absolutely know. Here, it's just speculation.
Correct.
And how in the hell, how tough is it to shut your mouth if you're a general manager? Just shut up. Just say, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is all made up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. It's very true. You just keep a tight lip on it. I've seen Dave Roberts, Trevor Bauer. He says, I don't have any news. I don't know anything. And what's going on? I can't tell you anything. Even though people ask it, you have to be quiet till you got something to say.
Yeah, we'll discuss Bauer.
So we're not going to talk anymore for the rest of the show.
Exactly.
Fred's brought some baseball cards. I got football cards. We'll hold them up when we come back. Don't go away. It's going to be an interesting segment. We're going to hold up baseball cards on the radio for your review. Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is gentleman.
Yes.
Fred Dreyer, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. And since this show started today, if I could speak a little freely here. Fred has been very excited about one story in particular, and he said, we got to do this story.
Yes.
He's running around the hallways here before we start. We taped the show this week. Fred's got some things going on, so we want to remind you, we're taping Tuesdays now at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for the next few weeks if you want to catch the video feed, and then the video feed is up there anytime for you at Facebook Live and at YouTube, and of course, we're on Sirius XM, and we're on Sports Byline and CRN Talk live on the weekends for you. So, Fred got all excited about, you tell him about this whole statue thing. It's really, I want to do a statue of you someday because you're really into statues.
I like your baritone voice reading the heading. It's only about four sentences. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the headline, if it is, the header is, Oklahoma unveils a statue of Baker Mayfield that looks nothing like Baker Mayfield. Who did they commission to do this?
Let me just say this.
Please, go ahead.
You folks out there do realize that the art of statues is the face. And it doesn't make any difference if he's in a pose here like Baker Mayfield is. You got to get the face and the particulars correct. And if you don't get them correct, you might as well ship the thing on the back of a truck down to the river and throw it in.
Exactly. So the face has to be accurate. You know, I know we've gone through this stage here, like in a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago, where they were ripping down statues and breaking them apart and everything, idiots around the country doing it. So that maybe people don't understand what makes a good statue. The face has to be a replica of the living being's face. Am I correct? Is that what you're saying, Fred?
It has to. Someone says, hey, that's Baker Mayfield. And in this case, if I might just add, they're now going to say, gee, that looks like Paul Hoerning. And it does.
Is that what they're going to say?
Hold up the flag there.
You want me to hold it up?
Hold it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
There it is.
I'm going to put this up for you. There you go.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. That's Baker.
That's Paul Hoerning on the right.
It's Paul Hoerning, or it looks like Robert Conrad after his head
was
flattened.
Well, it could be. It could be, but he's high and tight with the haircut. So
it is
Baker
Paul
Mayfield.
Hoerning.
Look at Baker Mayfield on the left. Hold it up there, Mike. Baker Mayfield on the left looks so despondent. He's standing up there accepting his statue, and he realizes what the audience realizes.
It doesn't look like him.
That's not me.
Who did this statue? We're holding a picture up for those of you on video. We'll post this at the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Check it out at crntalk.com. We'll post this up there, and you can see there's a close-up of the face. It looks nothing like Baker Mayfield, and he's there in the other picture with it looks like a microphone, supposedly excited about his statue, and he's in a running motion, but the face does not look like him at all. Really does not.
Well, the unveiling of the statue in 2017, the Heisman Trophy winner has social media cracking about all the jokes, and there are a lot of them. This is not Baker Mayfield. I feel sorry for the guy. In the meantime, he's literally standing there now looking at this trophy that looks nothing like him. Looks like Paul Hoerning, and the people are yelling it. I know if I was there, I'd be yelling it. You look good, Paul. You know, with the ear. I knew Paul Hoerning, and that's Paul Hoerning. And Baker Mayfield, this poor guy, he not only has no team, he now has a statue with someone else's face on it.
Yeah, no team. He doesn't know where he's going to play, and he's still backup, isn't he? Still backup quarterback, or have they?
Well,
him?
I mean, he's a starting quarterback. Yeah. He left as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, whatever happens, whoever picks him up, Seattle, I don't know, but But here's the issue.
Do you think he had plastic surgery to make him so people don't realize it's him and he can sneak into somebody else's?
So you're saying that it's not Paul Hornung?
No, it's the new Baker Mayfield.
It's new Baker. That could be very well.
New Baker is, as you said. This is new Baker. What if he goes and he says, look, I kind of like that look. And he says, hey, can you recreate this on my face? And goes to a renowned plastic surgeon and has this done.
Well, he's looking at that statue as if it's about to come off the pedestal and kick his ass.
That's very true.
What he's looking for.
Checking that out, I'm telling you.
Well, he has no team to go to. I feel sorry for him. But here's the issue. How many times do we talk about behavior?
Yep.
How many times do we talk about maturity?
Yep.
And that all being a part of what you get when you draft somebody.
Yes.
Okay, the Cleveland Browns liked what they saw in him as a football player.
Correct.
They didn't like his idiocy about being a brat and not grabbing the bull by the horns and being a leader on the field.
Which the quarterback, you've said many times, is the leader of the squad.
That's it. If you've got an idiot as a quarterback, you've got an idiot running the team. And this is one of the things that they're talking about now. The criticism is, okay, Baker didn't make it as a quarterback. Why? There's a lot of reasons for that, but some of them are very, very obvious. If you're not mature enough to handle the leadership job, when it comes down to getting the benefit of the doubt, like right now,
yes,
you're not getting it.
That's true. So, okay, so that's a good one there, and we thought we'd share that picture with you, too. Now, a little basketball news. We're in the playoffs. That's going on, and so the Brooklyn Nets, and they've acknowledged the toll that the off-court issues took on the team as the season ends after they were swept in the first round by the Boston Celtics. And in the wake of the season-ending sweep by the Celtics over the Brooklyn Nets, they formally acknowledged on Monday night what was apparent for all of us, even me, throughout their season. All the issues they dealt with on the floor had a big impact on how they played on the floor. So they say it was an emotional season. That's what one of the Nets guard, Kyrie Irving, said after their game four, where they lost that game. He says, we all felt it. I felt like I was letting the team down at a point where I wasn't able to play. We were trying to exercise every option for me to play, but I never wanted it just to be about me. And I think it became a distraction at times. And as you see, we just had some drastic changes. So this is the deal. Irving acknowledged, was noteworthy because he decided not to get vaccinated. That's everybody's prerogative. Get vaccinated, not get vaccinated against COVID-19. But what happened was New York City, it was a cloud of uncertainty because New York City had a vaccination mandate, and it destroyed the season here by the Brooklyn Nets. They were told that he couldn't play. Kyrie Irving couldn't play because in New York City, yet he could play on the road if he wanted to play on the road. So this caused a lot of problems for him. And I think that's a sad thing when it starts to affect the game with a stupid mandate.
Well, this is true. There's truths in here. There's a lot of truths, and they're all happening and unfolding at the same time. What we have here is Kyrie Irving was unfortunately targeted by the politic, especially in New York City, the politic of the virus and being clumped together. If he hadn't been a great basketball player, I swear he would have been beaten on his way home by members of a rampaging politic that seems to want to put a noose around everybody's neck who does not agree with the ongoing politic of the coronavirus, which is if you're not vaccinated, you're the enemy. And that's pure and simple. And they took this guy and they made a butt out of him. The politic even forced the Brooklyn Nets to tell him if you don't show up and get a shot, if you don't get a vaccination, you know, you're not going to play basketball.
Yeah,
well, the pressure got so great, you know, all he has to do, when this guy announced, I'm here to play, I'm showing up to play,
yep.
And if you don't play me, I'm going to sue you. That's what he should have done. And he said, I'm going to sue all of you, and I'm going to sue you for $1 billion, and it's going to be a class action, and I'm going to murder you guys in court, and all these cowards, and they're all cowards.
They would have backed off,
yep. Just like they wound up doing anyway.
Yep, that's true. So anyway, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Hopefully that's behind us and we'll get stuff going.
Yeah, good. Yeah, first of all,
yes.
Good for Kyrie Irving. That's okay, great. Yeah. But at the same time, he's like I said about Baker Mayfield. He's immature. He's selfish. He's not very smart. And he's too far down the road. He's already won a championship.
Yeah.
And he's too far down the road, you know, to now tell people, oh, just forget what you saw me do. Don't pay attention to that. They're paying attention to it. And by the way, his lack of leadership helped pile on and get them eliminated after four games.
I would totally agree with you on that. I really would. And what can I say about it? This is crazy stuff in the world of basketball. Now, let's get to baseball because we have to move along here. And here's my question for you, Fred. I wanted to talk to you about this since the beginning of the show. I was excited about this. So Walker Buehler is a pitcher on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
He's playing a game this last week, and he's playing against – well, we're going to be up against his break.
Yeah, let's wait because it's a good story. I know what you're
going to say. Okay, I'm going to hold it until after the break. We're going to whet your appetite for this. It's really good. You're going to want to tune into this. And by the way, I'll take this time to say follow Fred on Twitter. Fred Dreyer on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, the new Elon Musk Twitter. Fred_Dreyer. Check that out. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then don't forget to email us because we got a lot of stuff to go through on our email segment. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. When we come back, we'll talk about a little baseball news. Walker Buehler, this show is flying by. We got to get to your emails. So stay with us. Don't go wandering off. Got a lot to do here today. I'm Michael Horn. The one and only Fred Dreyer is writing some information down there. Hopefully he can tell us what he's doing when we come back.
Indeed.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now. Now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So here's the story. Walker Buehler plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's playing against Arizona this last week, and he is into like the seventh inning. And he's got a shutout going. He's given up a couple of hits or whatever. And he comes back in. He pitches the eighth inning. And when he comes back in the eighth, the announcer, Joe Davis, is saying, well, I don't know if he's coming out of the game. And nobody congratulated him or anything. And apparently when he came back in, he shouted at manager Dave Roberts. He says, I'm not going to leave this game. He says, he would have been really upset about this. And he comes in and he's a little bit. He says he wasn't about to let go on this thing. He wanted to stay in there. He's never pitched a shutout. He's never pitched a complete game. This guy's been around for like 4 years. And this is a big deal. So he goes back out on the ninth and gets his complete game shutout. Now, here's my question for you. Clayton Kershaw, just a week behind that, was in the seventh inning with a no-hitter, a perfect game going on in baseball, and he gets pulled out of the game in the seventh inning, and Walker Buehler gets to stay in. He doesn't even have a no-hitter going. Yeah, he did a shutout in a complete game. I'm happy for him, even though he shouted, I'm not coming out of this game, and he stays in and gets a complete game because he shouted at the manager on his way in. So what's the deal there, Fred?
Here's the difference. Clayton Kershaw has his trophies.
Yes.
He's 35 years of age.
Right.
He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, left-hander of our generation, so forth and so on. He's got a barnload of accolades and gifts and packages and what have you. Buehler is trying to get his. He's also trying to take the leader of the staff away from Kershaw. He needs to survive as a pitcher.
Correct.
By taking his place as the ace. He can't do it if he's being taken out of games because the coach has this thing up his rear end about the pitch counts. Right?
Right.
So he comes out, Buehler comes out.
Buehler
already made his mind up after watching what happened to Kershaw.
He said, don't take me out.
In Minnesota. So he says,
I'm not coming out of this game.
I'm not coming out of the game because I want to wrestle the leadership away. I want to start getting my barn full of accolades and trophies and everything else.
Now, here's a comment on the game itself of baseball. We're into, what, 3 weeks, a little more than that, into baseball? There's 30 teams, 15 games maybe a night or so if we've got a full slate of games going. There hasn't been one complete game in the major league since this Walker Buehler game. That was the first one. Somebody, it's taken these pitchers out too soon. You know, when Sandy Koufax played, Joe Nuxall, Phil Niekro, they did complete game after complete game, shutout after shutout, and we're losing that in baseball because they keep pulling these guys out early because they're worried about their arm. Well, just pitch them. They're pitchers. That's what they got to do. Get the arm in good shape. Pitch.
Well, upstairs is running the game down on the field.
Yes, that's true. The computer. Right? The computer is running the game.
But do you understand my point? My point is, if I'm his agent, or if I'm his brother or his sister, I might be.
Okay, you could be.
I could claim legally and get away with being a girl. I could.
Well, let's not get into that. That's a whole other discussion.
Well, it's my right.
Kindergarten through age
three. It's my right. So... Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I would encourage Walker Buehler
Bueller.
Bueller. I would encourage him to create an attitude this year.
Yes.
Because this could be the launching of his decade of dominance.
Good.
Not only on the team, but in the league and in his profession. He could be start to be talked about like Kershaw.
I hope you're right.
Okay, wait a minute.
I hope you're right.
And at the same time, he could have an opportunity to win legitimately through accomplishment. He has to have a stack of accomplishments. Look at what Bueller has. I mean, what Kershaw has.
Kershaw has, yes.
He has his, What he has to have now is the acknowledgement of leadership.
That's it.
And you don't want a coach because of politics robbing you of
that. I hope you're right, but I have a negative view because I think what this means is
good.
Give it five more years and you're going to have seven-inning baseball games. That's it. They're going to
If I'm a dominating pitcher, which I am.
Yes, I know you are.
What I would do is just simply tell the organization, you know, I'm up for a contract here pretty soon. Depending on where I'm, what I'm doing, what you people are looking at me, I want to know. I want to train you to how to look at me. I'm a leader of this bullpen. Clayton, I love him. He's a brother, but he's going to be in Texas with the kids.
That's where he's going to be.
That's great. But I'm going to be here running this.
Let me tell you
pitching
this.
Staff.
Don Drysdale's rolling over in his grave right now because here's Walker Bueller. He comes up and says, I'm ready to go ahead and re-sign. And guess what? I've had one complete game. Shutout. Big deal. Don Drysdale had 50 of them. Or, you know, count them. See how many he had.
He was allowed to.
Yes, because he was allowed to, exactly.
He was allowed to, and you don't have fearful people. And Dave Roberts is a fearful manager. I like Dave. Don't get me wrong.
I love him, but that's
the job he accepted when he went to interview.
He did.
We talked about that. The runner-up was Gabe Kapler, the Colorado coach.
No, it was Gabe Kapler, the guy who was there. They were getting him.
Was that him?
Yeah, he's running San Francisco.
He got the job. He's finally doing a good job there.
He's amazing, San Francisco. He's turned that team around. He didn't do it with Philly,
and they're continuing to win. So he's a good guy, not being predictable.
And my daughter thinks he looks good too.
Well, that's up for her to say.
Now, you look good because we've got here some photos that we've got to
Are we segueing out of baseball?
Yeah, and we'll come back to it, but I want to get these photos in because there's some good ones here. And this is under the guys. Pamela, our historian, is sharing favorite photos. And the comment is, what is Hunter looking at? We're going to post these at crntalk.com. Photo number one is coming up here. You're looking, it looks like you got a palm tree or a frond or something in your left hand and in your right hand. What the heck is that? Like a wire?
You know what I'm looking at?
What is it?
I'm looking at. I look at it in amazement, but I'm looking at cheap Chinese construction.
Okay, so that's what it's like a souvenir. Then is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, look. It's a palm frond.
Yeah.
You can get those in any hobby shop. But I'm looking at it, and it's coming apart in my hand. I'm thinking to myself, who in the hell would buy this gift for the little boy and have it come apart in his hand?
Okay.
It comes apart in mine.
Got another one for you. Here's Hunter now. Looks like you're looking at an old cigarette butt. Is this like a clue?
No, the one on the right there. Yeah. That's an adult-sized – wait a minute. That's an adult-sized Q-tip.
Is that what that is? Cleaned out his ear, and he's looking at us. Yeah, I got that clean. Now, here's another one for you.
Yeah.
We can have this one here. Now, here, it looks like you're holding some CDs. Oh, you're holding cash. And Stephanie, the lovely, Stephanie's got a stack of that in her hand. She's ready. And you look like you're getting ready to take that into the evidence locker.
Yeah, she's thinking about not me and her on the beach. She's thinking about her and her girlfriend on the beach. That's what she's thinking.
See you later, Hunter.
Yeah, she says, Hunter,
goodbye, Hunter.
Would you do me a favor and take Bertha and my sack of cash down to the airport?
That's it. The lovely Stephanie Kramer.
Can I go down there too?
Okay, now we got another picture here. What is this one? Now here, oh boy, I didn't realize Stephanie Kramer had a tattoo on her right.
Yeah, she saw mine and got excited.
Is that what
it
was? Yeah, she has a little rose or something there.
Yeah, she got excited.
And she's wearing a very sleek, beautiful blue dress, and you're in that customary.
It's a top that comes on and off
like a
very
zipper.
Easily.
It looks zipped on there or something.
No, it's supposed to come off. I told her. I said, get one that comes off very easily.
Now she's holding like something in her lap. It's out of the picture range, and you're looking down at it. What the heck is going on there?
Well, it's something.
I don't want to talk.
It belongs to me, I think.
You think so? I don't know exactly.
We'll post that on our site.
Now, you're looking.
This is after I grabbed her and tried to get that top off. She just wailed on me. She looks like someone threw a bobcat on me.
Were you dating Trevor Bauer here or something? Here's a picture of Fred as Hunter, and you've got patches on either side of your forehead and also on your cheek. And it looks like you were involved in
cigarette.
Some kind of fisticuffs
here. It was a cigarette punch out. She burned me with that's
what it was.
She was smoking cigars when the cameras were off.
Okay, this is my favorite picture. We have to post that one up. Then you got here. It looks like, again, is that some kind of cheap trinket or something? You're kind of enamored you're in your suit and you got something in your hand that looks like a little it looks like some kind of a tie or some kind. They tie people up in a chair.
Well, what's in the background back then?
It looks like it's your garage.
Is that a hobby shop?
It looks like your garage shop? Before you cleaned it.
A hobby shop.
Yeah, something's going on. There's spray cans there. You're in a garage. That's what I think. You're in somebody's...
This is before I went out on a revenge killing spree.
Okay, and finally, here is one from Dustin. He says, it's been 35 years ago. TV Guide featured hashtag Fred Dreyer, hashtag Stephanie Kramer of Hunter on its cover. At the time, the series was in its third season and had gained a loyal following, becoming one of the top 30 shows on television. And it says right here, on location, tackling Hunter is tougher than running down quarterbacks. So obviously a little take on you being a football player. And it's Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer of Hunter. A cover. You got that framed in your house? You should have this one framed. This is a...
What?
You should have this framed. You're
what
in the cover
for?
Of TV Guide.
What for?
April 25th through May 1st. It's right around this time of year that this was done, 35 years ago this week. Dustin.
And it'll be around another 35, believe me. Don't worry about that.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a nice thing.
Well, I mean,
you had magic, you two. You sparked the screen, you lit it up. You got that smile going on. You, Stephanie's got that nice smile. You guys were quite a combo.
Yep, we were.
Should bring you back into a TV made movie right now. I'll get the wheelchairs.
Hunter, how good to see you, Hunter. It's good to see you. Where you been all the years?
I'll be the old police captain. Hunter, get out of the car.
Yeah.
Go pick up some bourbon for me.
And then I turn around and say, shut up, you alky. And that'll start the fight.
That'll be good. That'll be good stuff over there. So anyway, we got now another one here from a listener, Norma, who says, concerning the new overtime rules, why don't they just add, this is a question for you now,
this is the
new overtime rules in football, why don't they just add a 10-minute quarter and see who the winner is of the top 10-minute quarter, i.e. the time with the most points at the end of the quarter? What do you think of that?
Well,
this is a question from the listener, Norma. She says, concerning overtime rules, why don't they just add a 10-minute quarter and see who the winner is of that 10-minute quarter?
That's not the issue.
Well, what's the issue?
The issue is who gets the ball at the opening of that.
Okay.
Who gets the ball?
Okay.
Who gets first crack at a touchdown? What happens after you score a touchdown? What happens after you score a field goal? They seem to be confused. And all you have to do is just say, we got 10 minutes to play football. At the end of 10 minutes, whoever has the most points wins. Period. It's not about who scores first or who has a first down because of a field goal. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just play regular football for the 10, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is, and whoever has the most points after the period wins.
All right, there you have it from the one and only Fred Dreyer. We got a quick segment coming back with you here, so stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. I want to remind you, coming up on June 12th, Fred's got a big event coming up at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's on a Sunday, June 12th. It's time with Fred Dreyer. You'll be able to talk to him personally. We'll tell you more about it on GalaxyCom.com.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, back here in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. One other story to talk about here this week, and that is this whole thing with Los Angeles Dodgers, Trevor Bauer. He is, they said he got involved with a woman and he beat her up, and the police investigated and they found no evidence of wrongdoing on Trevor Bauer's fault. No charges have been filed against Trevor Bauer, yet Major League Baseball has extended again till Friday. They're still investigating the situation because they have domestic violence rules in place and all that stuff. And so Trevor Bauer, basically, his career has been stalled and his reputation has been ruined, and he's now going to file suit against the woman and say that she wrongly accused him and destroyed him.
Well, here's the issue.
Yes.
Why isn't Bauer suing the Dodgers in Major League Baseball? You know, she's not keeping him from earning a living as a baseball player. The Dodgers in Major League Baseball are. This woman has no money. What are you going after her for? She isn't keeping Bauer from earning a living. The Dodgers in Major League Baseball are keeping him from earning a living. Stand up and call a press conference and say, I'm suing the baseball team and I'm suing Major League Baseball for ruining my career and taking away my youth and my contractual obligation to pitch and perform for the Dodgers. And if you do that, you'll get some sort of a resolve. And here I am. They won't even release
The woman's
this
name.
This woman's name.
Yeah, ESPN in the story here, it's not, they have the name, but they didn't.
Yeah, they won't release. Do it. They won't do it.
But yet, people on San Diego warned Bauer that this woman was, the kind of woman that.
That doesn't make any difference.
She was looking for money here. Well, he's got evidence.
You got to assume that's the case no matter what.
Yeah, you have to.
So, the point is.
You would advise him to
sue Major League Baseball and the Dodgers specifically for taking away his livelihood.
Yeah, he should be back in there pitching again.
He should be pitching today.
If the police can't find charges, if the judge couldn't find any charges to charge him with, you're destroying the man's career.
And that's a lie straight across the board about them not knowing how this thing happened. Hopefully. They know what's happening.
See what happens on that. We'll keep you posted on that story. Anyway, that's our show. Don't forget, June 12th, go to GalaxyCon.com. GalaxyCon.com. Say so long to everybody, Fred. We'll see you next
Thanks
week.
Thanks so much. See you down the road.